At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help. So you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Today is Wednesday, July 29th. What to know about which states top health officials are watching closely. They say the next COVID-19 outbreaks could show up there soon. Also, the top four leaders of big tech are set to testify today. What to expect? And what happened at a different tense hearing yesterday when the attorney general faced tough questions from lawmakers? Plus, what's behind those black and white photos on social media? What Americans are supposed to do with seeds they're getting in the mail but did not order? And the Emmy nominations are in. Which platform broke an all-time record? Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The U.S. coronavirus death toll is now nearing 150,000. More than 1,200 COVID-19 deaths were reported just yesterday. Reuters says that's the biggest one-day increase since May. The worst spikes were in California, Florida, Arkansas, Montana, and Oregon. But the nation's top infectious disease expert says some of those areas may be experiencing the worst of their outbreaks right now, and they'll likely turn a corner soon. Hospitalizations in places like California and Texas are starting to go down. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the next hotspots could be Ohio, Indiana, Tennessee, and Kentucky, since cases have just started rising in those states. Also of note, in the medical industry, the government gave Kodak a big loan to make pharmaceutical ingredients. Specifically, it's getting $765 million to manufacture two chemicals used in generic medicines. And yes, we are talking about the same Kodak that makes film and other photography-related products. Apparently, Kodak already has the infrastructure to get up and running quickly. The Trump administration says this will help ensure the U.S. does not have to rely on as many foreign companies to make necessary medical supplies. It might help save American jobs as well. Kodak says it expects pharmaceuticals to eventually make up 30% to 40% of its business. New accusations against Russia. U.S. intelligence officials say Russian military operatives are posting incorrect information on English websites about the coronavirus, and it's meant for Americans to see. The New York Times reports this campaign is similar to what Russia did ahead of the 2016 election. But this time, websites appear more legitimate than previous bots and fake social media accounts. Many of the fake articles were published on websites like InfoRoss, InfoBricks, and OneWorld.press. They're all accused of having ties to the Russian government. The Times says Russia's overall goal of disinformation is once again to make Americans question their own democracy. A highly anticipated hearing is happening today, and it could get heated. The CEOs from Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google will appear before Congress via video all at the same time. It's a rare moment with the leaders from America's biggest tech companies in the spotlight on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers basically want to ask them, "Are you too powerful?" The executives will be asked to justify their business practices. They're expected to explain why they don't think their companies stifle their competition, including smaller businesses. In fact, it'll be Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos' first time answering questions in front of Congress. So stay tuned. Already yesterday, Attorney General William Barr was the one to face tough questions on Capitol Hill. Democrats called on him to testify, first about the Russia investigation and then for other controversial issues. Late last month, he agreed to show up this week. One issue brought up, the tactics federal agents are now using to control protests in some cities. Barr started off by saying the Trump administration had no choice but to send agents to places like Portland, Oregon. He said, quote, "violent rioters and anarchists have hijacked legitimate protests." Both Democrats and Republicans played videos to try and prove their own points. Democrats showed a video of peaceful protests, while Republicans showed protesters and rioters attacking police officers. Also during the hearing, a congresswoman from Texas asked Barr to acknowledge that institutional racism exists. But Barr said he doesn't think so, and that racism is not a big issue in police departments. Democrats also accused Barr of doing the president's bidding, pointing to his role in two criminal cases against former Trump associates. Barr dropped the charges in one and asked for a lighter sentence in the other. Well, Barr argued he was just making sure they weren't treated more harshly because of their friendships with President Trump. The hearing lasted a total of 5 hours. This is a bit of a mystery. Hundreds of Americans have received seeds in the mail that they never ordered. They were sent to people in a bunch of different states, and now the U.S. Department of Agriculture is trying to get to the bottom of this. The USDA believes the seeds were sent from China, but it's not clear why. Investigators have one theory, at least. Fox News reports they think this is part of a so-called brushing scam. That's when vendors ship inexpensive products to random people and then write a positive review on their behalf. It's meant to boost product ratings online. Still, it's just a theory. The USDA is telling people not to actually plant these seeds because they could be invasive and harm U.S. crops and even livestock. Instead, they say report the seeds right away if you get them. All right, we have more news coming up, but first let's take a quick break for our sponsor today. We've all heard how important it is to stay hydrated, and I love that Liquid IV makes it easier to do just that. In fact, my husband and I went on a hike over the weekend, and I put a packet of Liquid IV with ice water in our Hydro Flask water bottle to leave in the car. It tasted so good in that moment after the hike, fully hydrating us after a hike on a hot day. We've tried other types of less natural sports drinks or mix-ins, but this is definitely our favorite. Each serving of Liquid IV helps you get as much hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of plain water. Plus, it contains 5 essential vitamins, including more vitamin C than an orange and as much potassium as a banana. It's designed to have the perfect balance of what you need to hydrate faster and more effectively. So get yours and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. Liquid IV is also available nationwide at Costco and Target, but you can get the discount, 25% off anything you order, when you use the code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Get better hydration at liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY. Now, back to the news. The Emmy nominations are in, and Netflix reigns supreme. The streaming service received 160 nominations. That is the most nominations ever for any network, studio, or streaming platform. It did this thanks to shows like Ozark, The Crown, Unbelievable, and Nailed It, all in the running for Emmys. Although Netflix seems to be the one to beat, other networks are scoring big too. HBO's Watchmen got 26 nominations, which is the most of any TV show this year. And Amazon Prime's The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel received 20 nods. The 72nd annual Emmys are scheduled for September 20th. You may soon see new movies on demand sooner than you think. That's because of a historic deal between AMC Theaters and Universal Pictures. It basically shortens the amount of time some movies have to stay in theaters before they're available on demand. Before, it was a minimum of about 3 months. Now, it's just 3 weekends. CNBC reports this shakes up a model that theaters have been using for decades. Like most things these days, the pandemic played a role in the change. Remember, theaters have had to close, and that made Universal Pictures want a little more flexibility over when and how it releases movies. For now, the deal just affects AMC and Universal, so stay tuned how this might affect the rest of the industry. If you spend time on Instagram, you've probably seen a lot of black and white photos of women this week with the caption and hashtag challenge accepted. Well, it's part of a campaign that's meant to be about women supporting women or female empowerment. Those who are for it say it's just a harmless way for women to show support for their friends and other women. But the movement is also facing some criticism. Some skeptics have called the challenge an empty gesture that doesn't require any actual advocacy for other women. Critics have also noted that women in Turkey began sharing black and white photos recently to raise awareness about women murdered there, but that the real message has since gotten lost. At this point, it's not completely clear if there is a direct connection or how this campaign actually started in the U.S. Either way, it's really picked up this week, and at last check, it's been used more than 5 million times. Celebrities are taking part too, like Kerry Washington, Kristen Bell, and Eva Longoria. Instagram is going toe-to-toe with TikTok. It's launching a competing video app next month called Reels, R-E-E-L-S. And now it's even offering to pay TikTok influencers to use the app. The Wall Street Journal reports it's offered some creators hundreds of thousands of dollars each to get them to sign on. It reportedly wants them on board for next month's launch. No word yet on which influencers have agreed, if any, but some say they're at least thinking about it, especially since TikTok has been under a cloud of suspicion lately. Remember, TikTok faces a lot of questions about how it and its Chinese parent company handled data, but TikTok has repeatedly said security and privacy are top priorities. We'll let you know when you can check out this new Instagram Reels app for yourself. And that's it for the main 10 minutes of news today. But now it's time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. But first, thanks to our sponsor today, Castle Grade. If you're looking for a mask that is reusable, sustainable, comfortable, and has the same level of protection as N95 masks, then check out Castle Grade. Castle Grade is registered with the FDA as an N95 mask without the worries of being in short supply. The company says it specifically designed the mask to be comfortable so it won't fog glasses, for example, and easy to clean. It's dishwasher safe. It's also reusable. Just go to castlegrade.com to learn more and enter the discount code NEWS at checkout for 10% off your first order. All right, so today's Work Wednesday is about traveling for work. Some experts, like the president of a travel market research firm, told the New York Times it could take 2 to 3 years before business travel fully recovers. One possible reason? Analysts say they don't think companies will make their employees travel until they're sure it's safe. They don't want to be responsible for people getting sick. There's also the chance that companies realize employees can do more than they thought from home, which means fewer expenses. An aviation consultant told Bloomberg News business travel may never get back to pre-pandemic levels. And this could take a huge toll if it's true, since airlines and hotels depend on business travelers. For example, some hotels say about 70% of their revenue comes from people on work trips. For airlines, it's about 50%. While it's bad news for the travel industry, there is at least one bright spot. Some American workers say they're happy not to travel for work quite as often, and instead they're spending more time with their families. All right, thank you so much for listening today. We'll catch you up on more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.